This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So right now on the show, I have the health profession, Miss Veronica Biela on the show. Welcome to MUT Radio. Miss Verbrom.
Hi, yes. I didn't know what to say.
Oh my yes. Goodness. Oh,
hello. This is Veronica.
Ms. Veronica Biela, welcome to the Hlanganani Media Show. So every Tuesday, we always say health is wealth, and let's in a health talk. So today, we are speaking about Intebaleka Kulu, the hospital-acquired infections. So namhlanje, I want to see our listeners to know that kukhona ezinye izifo esithola, not because zithola endleleni, but healthcare professional centers like esibhedlela, like clinics, home nursing, you name them. So for a person who doesn't know what is hospital acquired infections are, if ungasinikeza nje konza the full context of what is it, just if it's come about hospital and acquired infections, what is yin?
Okay, hospital acquired infections are those infections that are the patients get from the hospital when they are hospitalized.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, if the patient will stay for 2 to 3 days, they will acquire those infections after admission.
Mm-hmm.
And also, others will acquire those infections after they've been discharged. Mm-hmm. They will feel sick after they've been discharged after 3 days, and then it will be discovered that, they were infected in the hospital with those infections.
Mm.
And also others will experience those diseases after the procedures, when they went for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
After 30 days, then the patient will become sick and will experience those infections.
Speaking about infections, can you just explain the different types of HAIs, such as ventilators-associated pneumonia, central line-associated bloodstream infection, and surgical site infections?
Yeah, those infections are also associated with these hospital-acquired infections. The nosocomial, in the hospital, we call them nosocomial infections.
Mm-hmm.
And also, sometimes we call them healthcare associated infections, because the reason the patients are infected, it's because the healthcare workers, sometimes they look at different patients at the same time without exercising without cleaning their hands,
mm-hmm.
without wearing appropriate PPE, and also without wearing masks sometimes.
Mm.
Sometimes there are procedures that are urgently, they require to put that urgent attention,
mm-hmm.
and the health professional will just drop whatever they're doing and concentrate on that, forgetting to exercise the infection control procedures like washing hands,
mm.
and putting on the appropriate PPE from one patient to one patient, and also the health worker by that, even when the visitors are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
They also carry some of these infections.
Oh.
They have also need to wash their hands before coming into the wards. And also the wards, they are not supposed to allow a lot of visitors.
Mm.
One or two are enough. And also they need to wear their PPE appropriately, even the mask.
Mm.
Because we've got those nosocomials, people are not sick. They've got staph aureuses in their nostrils. They don't make them sick. But then when they go into the hospital and those patients that are immunocompromised and maybe the open sores, they breathe those staph aureuses. Those staph aureuses then infect those patients, and the sores, they become infected with the staph aureuses, and unfortunately, they are multi-drug resistant.
Oh. So we can't use maybe antibiotics to fight against Loma viruses.
We do use them, but they are ineffective.
Mm.
These nosocomials have developed the resistance in such a way they mutate.
Mm.
Like developing resistance, it's when an organism changes.
Mm-hmm.
It encounters a situation and then decides to change. Oh. this is killing me. What can I do to prevent it from killing me? Mm. Then it mutates. So these organisms, what they do is they change their outer appearances. For instance, when the drugs comes in, they've got places where they attach to the organism in order to enter the organism and destroy it. But then what happened is the organism just decides to mutate and remove those attachments. So the antibiotic cannot access the organism. And also they form the layers around their membrane to prevent the antibiotic from entering.
Mm-hmm.
Another defense mechanism they develop, they have these effluent pumps. They've got the pumps. Whenever the antibiotic comes, it's pumped outside.
Oh.
Pumped outside.
They resist.
That's how they become resistant. And the worst part of all, they manufacture using the nutrients that they get from the host, which is the patient.
Mm-hmm.
They produce these enzymes.
Mm.
Carbapenem enzymes, which then dilutes the antibiotic as it comes and render it ineffective.
Oh.
So those are defense mechanisms that are produced by these organisms.
Yo, it's very hard because as you mentioned, Miss Veronica, whenever ungena lapha ewardini, you have to make sure ukuthi nawe ugqoke PPE, you know, and make sure ukuthi whenever, because there are patients le isuke igula, you can also infect that patient ngesinye isifo on top of it, and leso sifo leso singanakwa because sesitreatile, so obuzele ngaso la ekhaya, and then right now sesiyak discharge kanti usuhamba nesinye futhi isifo,
and then the person dies.
Yo.
Later,
because
of these nosocomial infections.
Ever since ama measures that can healthcare facilities can take to prevent HAI, such as hand hygiene, sterilization, isolation protocols. What are measures or ama protocols on ashuti? No, ama healthcare facilities, they must make sure guti they follow this kind of measures to make sure that they protect ama patients out.
Yeah, these measures are there
as
infection control in the hospitals. But some of the health workers, they just ignore them.
Mm.
Or they've got these shortcuts. It's like, oh, I've done this. There are committees that have been formed now in hospitals to follow up on these, on ensuring that these procedures are followed intensively and they are reported down.
If we were speaking about ama causes of HAI, sikhuluma about poor hand hygiene, and of course, if singa mention namanye, it's adequate sterilization of disinfection, and namanye jamaning. If sikhuluma ama risk ama factors of HAI, what are some risks, Ms. Veronica, is now HAI?
The risk that we have is that the patients who are immunocompromised and those who are immunosuppressed, like the patients who are admitted in hospital, like ICU wards and the nursery, the new kids, the newborn babies, their immune system is still developing.
Mm-hmm.
So they are at risk to acquire these infections.
Oh.
And also the immunocompromised and bedridden patients, their immune system is suppressed by the drugs that they are taking on a daily basis. So they are also at risk of acquiring this infection. And also the elderly people, their immune system is now degenerating. Mm. So they are also at risk of acquiring these infections. Mm. These infections are caused by the organisms. In the labs, you call them escape.
Mm-hmm.
Escape is just the abbreviation because it's E. coli and it's Staphylococcus aureus, which is also resistant to methicillin, and it's Klebsiella pneumonia and Acinetobacter baumannii, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, and Enterococcus. Those are the groups of organisms that are causing these infections. And unfortunately, they are resistant to a majority of drugs, including the carbapenems, which are the last resort of drugs that are used whenever there is an adverse event.
Even Nagwima restroom, we can also sitate some viruses over there. Kukona ECAUTI, a urinary tract infection that occurs in patients with urinary catheters. Yone itholakala lapha kwama restroom. Nakhona kwama restrooms, we can highly advise abasebenzi bangaphakathi kwama health care professional centers ukuthi no, they must make sure that they sterilize even ama restrooms, even where we are seated.
Yeah, a catheter associated urinary tract infection. That infection itholakala from the ICU patients. Remember when the patients are immobile, like they are bedridden, they can't go to the toilet, they cannot do anything. So they put catheters in the urinary tract. So those infections are associated with that. The catheter, the urinary tract infection, the patient, they got it, is related to the catheter. These organisms, they populate themselves there in those catheters. If the infection control was not properly done. Remember, the equipment that is used in hospitals, it is sterilized, it is disinfected, and also it is autoclaved. Autoclaving, it's where you put pressure and moist heat to destroy the organisms. Sometimes their incubators are malfunctioning, but the patients are there. They continue working. That's why some of the patients got those infections. Some of the equipment are not thoroughly sterilized. They are not autoclaved. Those they are supposed to be autoclaved. Even with the surgery, all the surgery equipments, they are sterilized. And they are put through the intensive heat with moisture, autoclaving, to destroy the organisms, the parasites, and even the spores that are formed by these organisms.
Lastly, says Kulumile about prevention, control, and patient safety. And I would like maybe Sikulum about some challenges and my future directions. What are some of current challenges in preventing and controlling HAI, such as antibiotic resistance and adequate resources?
Currently, even the World Health Organization has indicated that antimicrobial resistant organisms are now a number one threat to the humanity. So all the strategies that can come up with the countries needs to come up with the alternatives on how to combat these infections, because now they are a burden worldwide, not only here at KZN, South Africa, even globally. So other researchers has embarked on using the traditional medicines. Like, we've got indigenous plants that have been tested and researched before, and they were found to be antibacterial susceptible. Or if I can clear that, the bacterias are these plants, they destroy the bacteria.
Oh.
If you say it's susceptible, it destroys. Yes, it destroys the organisms. So they are now researching these indigenous plants. They want to involve them into the healthcare setting. They need to implement that. But they're still researching these drugs, these extracts, the plants, indigenous plants extracts. Those alternatives, they are going to be used to destroy the nosocomials. If those plants, they are succeeding in destroying these organisms, then they will find the minimum concentration that will be used in the hospital setting without destroying or killing the patients that are already bedridden in the hospitals. Those researches are still ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
We will read about them later, and then we can give the audiences the results if they come out.
Ms. Veronica, as we come to an end of our interview, what advice will you just give out to the health professionals out there, and of course the patients who are listening right now, maybe or maybe I'm a health professional clinic. What advice will you just give them about the HAI?
The advice I can give it to the health workers is to ensure that the infection control measures that have been implemented are followed thoroughly through and through.
Yes.
And also they need to teach the community about these HIs. Remember, when the patient is released from the hospital, but that patient has already acquired the HAI. Then that patient needs to know what to do. Remember in the days of COVID,
yes,
what we normally did?
Mm-hmm.
We sterilize everything. We ensure that we quarantine all those that are sick. That needs to be done. Even when we are using the utensils at home, they need to make sure that they are not using the utensils that are used by those sick people or those old people or those newborns. They can also, there is a detergent that is normally used for kids, Milton, that is used to sterilize, that can be used to sterilize all the utensils that are used at home. With the health workers, they know they've got all these procedures, but unfortunately with our hospitals, there are a lot of patients.
Mm.
You cannot say, okay, the nurse is looking at this patient only, like in private sector.
Mm-hmm.
So they need to ensure that they separate the patients. Those who are prone to be exposed to these diseases are separated and quarantined in one chamber, and then they are looked after appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Veronica Biel, thank you so much. That was Ms. Veronica Biel on the health.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.